All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The last few Major League Baseball seasons have seen the Detroit Tigers be one of the dominant teams in the American League. The Tigers have been a perennial playoff team since 2011. And you look at this team, of course, they did make the World Series in 2012, but they were swept there by the San Francisco Giants. Their bullpen was their demise in the 2013 American League Championship Series as they lost to the Boston Red Sox. And last year, they made the playoffs only to get swept in the American League divisional round against the Baltimore Orioles. Now you look at the Tigers this season, and they got off to such a fast start. At one point, they began the season with a record of 11-2. They then went on to lose 8 games in a row, and they dropped to 28-28. And now, entering play today, the Tigers have a record of 34-32, which is good for third place in the American League Central, and they are 5 games back of the first place Kansas City Royals, and they are also a game back of the New York Yankees for the last wild card spot in the American League. Make no mistake about it, the Tigers are one of the most talented teams in baseball. You look at this lineup that features the likes of Miguel Cabrera, Yoenis Cespedes, Anthony Gose, Ian Kinsler, and J.D. Martinez. Now, of course, Victor Martinez is out with a knee injury right now. He is their designated hitter. He is the guy that provides protection in this lineup behind Miguel Cabrera, and the Tigers are hopeful to have him back sooner rather than later. You look at this Tigers starting pitching rotation that right now is being carried by starting pitcher David Price. Of course, the Tigers did lose Max Scherzer in the offseason of free agency as he signed with the Washington Nationals. Justin Verlander has been injured for the majority of the season, made his first start of the season earlier this month, and he is scheduled to make his second start of the season tonight when the Tigers will be on the road to take on the Cincinnati Reds. But, you know, it's been that same old song for the Tigers. It's been that bullpen, and each night, for the most part, unfortunately for their skipper, Brad Ausmus, it is a different part of this team that just finds a way to lose games. Now, Dave Dombrowski, the Tigers general manager, in the past has not been afraid to go out there and make a move to get this team into contention. And the Tigers right now, even with Verlander coming back, they still need another arm in that starting rotation, and they also need another arm in the bullpen. Now, you look at the starting rotation, and of course, the first name that everybody is going to talk about is Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Cole Hamels. Now, if Dombrowski and the Tigers do want Hamels, I tell you right now, it is going to cost them. Why? Because there will be a litany of contenders out there lining up for his services. Yes, you know, right now with the extra wild card in both leagues, teams really don't wave the white flag as early as they did in previous years. But you look at the Phillies right now, they've lost their last 9 games. They have a record of 22-45, and they are going nowhere very fast. Then you look at the bullpen for the Detroit Tigers, and of course, one of the first names that people are going to hear about being on the trade block is Cincinnati Reds closer Aroldis Chapman and his 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Again, it's a situation like Hamels. You can get them, but it's going to cost you because the bottom line is that there are going to be numerous teams in line for his services. I'm not sure of the move that Dombrowski will make, but I see him making a move to try to get the ship righted for this team. But as of right now, the guys that are there are going to have to get it done for the Tigers. And more importantly, they have to start taking care of business at Comerica Park in Detroit, where they are only 18-18 so far this season. Now you look at the upcoming schedule for the Tigers, and it's not easy. They need to go out there and take care of business tonight on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. Why? Because they have a big 3-game series this weekend at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx against the Bronx Bombers. Then they begin next week with a 3-game series on the road against the Cleveland Indians, who they are looking to put some distance between in the American League Central, which will be followed up by a homestand that will see them play 4 games against the Chicago White Sox, 3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and 3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. So right now is the time for the Tigers to try to get some momentum going. The All-Star break will be here in about a month, and they want to try to really feel good about themselves heading into the All-Star break and try to get that momentum for the second half of the season so they can make that push, because again, they have the talent, but talent alone won't win you championships in Major League Baseball. This team has to find a way to get cohesive and play all phases of the game properly if they are going to get a playoff spot and ultimately do some damage this October. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, I will follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page that we have at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And as always, you are more than welcome to like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.